A representative of the National Center on Education and the Economy says he's concerned about education in the United States. Mark Tucker says research shows the U.S. falling further and further behind other countries.
In many countries, high school graduates are 2 to 3 years ahead of the average American student when they leave high school.
Tucker said it's a case where U.S. education has been standing still while other countries have changed and improved. And he says the U.S. should seriously consider some of the things that those countries are doing.
One of the things that they're doing is recruiting their teachers from the top half of high school graduates. We recruit ours from the bottom half. They're offering their teachers much better compensation. They're offering them a real career in teaching. In the United States, if you start out as a teacher, you're doing the same job when you retire as you did on the first day that you took the job. That's not true in an increasing number of the top-performing countries.
Tucker says teachers in those countries actually have less student contact time than they do here. Instead, he says the teachers work as a team to make improvements, and that's reflected in how well those students do. As to what the U.S. should do, he suggests
making a big investment in your teachers and creating a profession of teaching that is very high status, attracting some of the best people we can and keeping them. Second, creating a really first-rate, world-class instructional system, and then redesigning our schools for the kinds of teachers that we then have, enabling them to do their best work.
Tucker spoke to the North Dakota Legislature's Interim Education Committee. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.